The ghost operation, the Irish Examiner leads with this story that's covered extensively across the papers. Cormac O'Keefe writes that security sources say the dismantling of the encrypted phone network known as Ghost has resulted in total panic among Irish crime gangs, with reports of phones being dumped, and that many criminals will revert to old-fashioned ways of communications, including physical meetings in noisy public places. The Irish Times also looks at how the takedown of this network has compromised criminals and how the Dublin gang caught in the ghost operation grew bigger than the Kinahan organised crime gang in Ireland. It's the results of the Irish Times Ipsos opinion poll that creates the lead story for the paper, which suggests that support for Fine Gael has increased, with approval ratings for Simon Harris surging since the last poll last summer. It suggests support for Sinn Féin has fallen since then, as well as the personal rating for party leader Mary Lou MacDonald. The survey was carried out among a sample of 1,200 people. All that's left is for the government to call an election. That's how Philip Ryan in The Independent assesses what he calls a flat, dull return, with more of a whimper than a bang yesterday after 2 months off. He tells us that everyone was talking about the general election date. Opinion varies, he writes, but the majority believe it's time for the Taoiseach to rip off the plaster and go to the country. All the while, Budget Day looms closer and there's coverage on where the money would be best spent. Dublin teacher Leona Clark tells the Irish Independent she would like to see an allowance for people specialising in teaching children with additional needs. She says such an incentive would make special education positions more attractive and it might even help solve the lack of school places for children with additional needs. The paper leads with the story that asylum seekers with jobs could be asked to make contributions of up to €238 a week under measures being considered by government. Meanwhile, the Irish Daily Mail describes the alarm as the Finance Minister, Jack Chamber, plans to allow pension pots worth over €2 million to get a tax break by 2029. It's in a bid to fill senior positions left vacant across the civil service. Sinn Féin's finance spokesperson, Piers Doherty, is quoted saying it's like going back to the mad old days, adding that people working in Tesco were paying taxes and subsidising these large pensions. The Irish News reports that a £300 million deal could create up to 6,000 jobs in the northwest, which would include investment in the Ulster University in Derry. From Beirut, The Times' Hannah McCarthy writes how the recent explosions in Lebanon have left people reeling and unsure about their devices and personal safety, while an analysis piece in The Independent looks at how the attack in Lebanon shows the potential for everyday gadgets to be weaponised. The Irish Daily Star leads with the line that senior members of the Kinahan crime gang Liam Byrne and Thomas Bomber Kavanagh are facing decades behind bars after pleading guilty to firearms conspiracy charges in the UK. The Irish Daily Mirror also has this story on their front page with the headline, "Cartel Them Off." Now, basking in autumn glory, a caption on a photograph in The Examiner that perfectly depicts how much contentment there is with this current spell of sunshine. Homework still needs to be done, though, and in The Times, Carl O'Brien assesses the findings of a study on patterns of more than 4,000 second-year students. And the result? The little and often approach is just as effective as long assignments. Finally, we're reminded about Free Culture Night tomorrow night. In The Examiner, novelist and playwright Conal Creedon gives his view on the annual event and the possible dividends. Whether it encourages people to think, God, we had a good night out there, why don't we get out to a gig or an event or something more often?